interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Another news.
And then repeat the substance of the bulletin.
Reports just in.
Welcome to Hardly the Headlines, the Going to the Dogs edition. Starting it off here, a Labrador mix was returned safely to her home in Italy after she ran off and boarded a train headed for the home of the man's girlfriend. You believe this? The man, identified only as Luca, said his dog disappeared during a walk. He later learned she had gone to the train station in the center of town and boarded the train headed for Bologna. Well, that's where his girlfriend lives. So they take this train every week. Lucas said his dog rode in the same car, exactly the same car which he usually traveled when they would make the trip, although the train staff pulled the dog off when it reached Florence, when they realized it didn't belong to anybody, of course. The staff at the Florence Animal Shelter used an implanted microchip to identify the dog, and she was reunited with the owner on the same train. Is that coincidence?
Holy cow!
I think they're much smarter than we think they are. A police dog in Kfar Saba, Israel, had to be taken to a veterinarian after being bitten by a man, according to authorities.
Man dog!
Police said the man became unruly while detained at the police station, and officers commanded the dog to take him down. The dog complied, but the man ended up biting the dog. The man had been brought to the station for allegedly violating a restraining order obtained by his wife. He also allegedly threatened to jump out a window and attempted to assault an officer with a screwdriver before being taken into custody.
Well, screw you.
Now he faces additional charges of assaulting a police dog, and he's remained in custody pending further court proceedings. Maybe give him his rabies shots. And our final dog story. We'll call this one Big Wiener. The Texas Rangers are pitching a new item designed especially for heavy hitters. When fans belly up to the stadium concessionaries on opening day on April 6th, they'll be able to purchase a one-pound hot dog priced at $26.
I bet mine's bigger than yours.
Sports Service, the club's concessionaire, is introducing its new champion hot dog. Officials say the dog could feed 3 to 4 people and will be topped with chili, sautéed onions, and shredded cheese. It comes on 2 feet of bun. Defibrillator pads sold separately.
Clear!
That is Hardly the Headlines. I'm Doug Groff reporting.